This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
All the appointed weeks of harvest. Now listen to verse 25. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sin, plural, hath withholden good things from you. Good Lord Almighty. You see, he starts with the rhetorical question. Fear ye not me? You know, I ran into some people say we don't supposed to fear the Lord. I don't know what Bible they're studying, but right here, he is asking the questions. Fear ye not me? Saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Do you know who the presence you're in, the Lord? But then he gets down to our problem. Our iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. What sins are you doing that God is withholding something from you because of your sins? God wants to bless you, but your sin is in the way. And I'll tell you, your sin is in the way because you don't fear the Lord. Now, I know that because if you fear the Lord, you won't sin. That is how I know. He is clear that if we are sinning, we don't fear the Lord. That is so clear here. I hope you got that. You know, don't listen to me. Listen to this scripture. Proverbs 8:13. Here we go. This will do it. Proverbs 8:13. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord is right here, to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. So if we are sinning, we don't fear the Lord. Because if we fear the Lord, we will be afraid to sin. Pretty simple. So what's the conclusion of the whole matter as we're ending? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Wow, there it is right there. He says the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and keep His commandments. Are you keeping the commandments of God? If you're not, you don't fear Him. Fearing the Lord is something that will keep us from sinning. But if we don't fear the Lord, we will sin. Basically what it is, we fear man over God. I like to go back to King Saul here when he recognized that he had sinned. 1 Samuel 15, 14. Now I want you to listen to what he says here. You better get it. 1 Samuel 15, 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. It starts there by recognizing that you are sin. You're never going to be delivered. You're never going to be saved until you come to the point that you see yourself as God sees yourself. And that's a wicked and wretched person. But He loves us. Saul say, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord. Goodness gracious. And Thy word, because...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.